I really don't know what I'm going to share, but I feel like God is making me come up here and share because actually today I have a friend back in my high school, who was my friend back in my high school, one of my closest friends. You don't have to look at her. She doesn't like people looking at her. But I feel as she was right before beside me, I felt like God was telling me, like, you've got to tell her your testimony. I was like, God, I'm over with that. It's okay. You healed me. I got healed. And God's like, no, you still got to testify in front of people. I was like, okay, where do I start? I think I have to start, like, I was brought in a Christian family. We always went to church every Sunday. And that continued on until there was this big time of trial for me when I was in high school. Because my high school was in a situation politically involved. And, like, they were trying to move the school. The students and the parents were trying to stop. And there was, like, a lot of things in that. And finally, we boycotted from going to school. So I was second year in high school, which means, like, it is a time you have to just study for Korean SATs. But at that time, we didn't go to school. We all boycotted. And it was, like, a few days before our finals. So, but the problem was when we boycotted, half of the school went and half didn't. And I was in the half which didn't go. I remember it was almost like, I don't know, 3 or 4 days of boycotting and not going to school. But to me, it was like hell that time, because every day I would hear reports about who went to school and who did not. And, like, some people would call me. They're saying, like, are you crazy? You have to go to school right now. And, like, I would get calls from, like, my friends telling me, Jew, like, what are you going to do? And I'm like, I don't know. I think I cried so much. I remember, like, I lost, like, 3 kilograms in that week. I couldn't eat. And then I was a Christian, but I didn't know how to depend on God. I never really personally met God before. So at that time, I was just like, I remember one Sunday I went to church and I just started crying. I was like, God, I just want to be an ordinary high school student. Why are you making me go through this? You know I can't deal with this. And then I was just like crying and crying, and I know I shouldn't have felt like that. But at that time, I felt like betrayed for friends who went. And I thought I was stepping up for something that we all needed to step up for. But I felt like God taught me that everyone is different. But that time was really hard. But there was even a harder time because some of my friends left school. Actually, my closest friends left school. So about like 2 of my best friends, they left school. Some went to America. And during that time, the whole year of the last year of high school, I had to deal with it by myself. And my grades were dropping like crazy. And I was like, God, I couldn't find God anymore, by the way. I felt like I was too dirty to find God. Because whenever I went to church, I would start, like, all those people that I hate would come to my mind. And I was like, I remember I went to, like, this prayer meeting in our school. When I was in high school, I couldn't go there anymore because there was this girl that I really hated and she was sitting right in front of me. I was like, no, God, I'm not coming anymore. So for a year, I did not go to church. I stopped praying. And then depression came. And I remember how severe it was because I think I'm pretty, like, I don't know. I try not to look weak. So in school, I would, like, always laugh with my friends, like, you know, act as if I'm okay. And when I come home, that's when my depression starts. And I would just cry and I would just do computer. I would do anything to make me feel like I'm not facing my reality. So, like, every day my diary was, today I feel bad. I feel depressed. And I was like, I think maybe, like, I even told myself, like, why can't you just die? Why can't you just die? Why can't you just throw yourself up? Why don't you have the courage to just quit school? And I couldn't respect my teachers anymore because I knew the harsh remarks they said to us during that time of boycotting. So I was going through that time, and I remember when I came to my university, which I really didn't want to come to. It wasn't the first university. I'm sorry, guys, but it wasn't my first university that I wanted to come to. But God made me come here. And I remember, like, I was like, okay, maybe now I'm ready to go to church. And it's not even God, go to church. And then I ended up coming to JSCN because one of my professors told me that there's Tim here. So I came here, and the moment I stepped in, and the moment I stepped in, they were playing this song from Majesty, song from Passion of Christ, and I just knew this is my church. This is my. I never felt like that, but I was just like, I was stuck. I was like, this is my church. It might be really hard to adjust, but I'm gonna adjust anyway. So it has been my church ever since. But always when I tried to grow, it has been a struggle. I could not forgive my friends. I could not forgive those that I thought they betrayed me. I could not forgive especially the school administrator who made the whole thing come up, made everything political. So I really had a hard time, and I really wanted to get it over with. I remember one day, I think it was last year, like God kept on giving in my heart, Jew, you have to forgive. You have to forgive to go to the next step. I was like, no, God, you can never make me forgive. And at this CCC conference, I saw this girl that I really hated also. She was passionate Christian. And when I saw her, I mean, there were almost like 20,000 people there, but I saw her by chance. And when I talked to her, I knew God was working in every people's heart. And even if I hate them, it doesn't mean like I have a right to hate them at all. So when I saw her, it changed my perspective. And in another conference that I attended, God told me, you have to forgive. And I was like, I cannot forgive that person, especially the school administrator. I cannot forgive him. And one day God just told me during service that, Jew, it was not him. Don't you think it's too much for a person to do all that? It was Satan. It was sin behind that. And when I knew that, I could forgive him because it's not like he is wrong. It's not like he knew what he was doing. It's not like he knew all our scars. And also when I was doing practice teaching this April, I went back and it was a time of blessing because God showed me that he not walked with me after I became like a true Christian, but he walked all along. He walked with me all along. And when I saw those kids, a lot of kids were dealing with depression. A lot of kids were dealing with, stress, especially going to like good school where like everyone's like fighting to and like, you know, studying hard and everything. I wasn't the only one who was, you know, feeling self-pity. So I was able to share that with a lot of my students there, and they were getting blessed by it. And so I could see, like, why God led me through every single step. And, this amazing testimony is that I remember when I first came to university, if some person, like, grabbed me and asked me, do you believe in God? I'm like, I would give that cold stare. I was like, who do you think you are? You know, like, why are you asking me that? They're like, do you think you'll go to heaven if you die right now? And I'd be like, I don't want to answer you that. But right now, I'm like, I want to go and grab that person. I want to go and pray for that person. I want to go and evangelize to that person. And that's the vision that God is giving me. So I believe, like, it's just amazing how God work through me afterwards, but I'm just thankful for everyone in JSCM because this is my family. This is my family, and God used every member of this family to make me become who I am right now. So thank you.